men and women are urgently needed now to help fill increased orders for propellers that will fly the planes of invasion. You too can do your share toward final victory.
The year is 1944. While World War II rages abroad, manufacturers at home strain to supply their troops. 9 paper and utility companies in northern Wisconsin take a look at the felled forests around them and decide to form an organization to ensure that there will still be resources for future generations. The new organization, called Trees for Tomorrow, has 2 goals: to reforest the Great Lakes region and to educate future foresters. The group buys a forestry school in Eagle River, whose cabins and dining hall were built by the Civilian Conservation Corps. The entire surrounding area is bare and treeless.
All right, so go measure about 3 or 4 trees each, kind of get some practice.
Fast forward 70 years to today. Trees for Tomorrow campus appears tucked into the forest between downtown Eagle River and the chain of lakes. In the center of campus, seasonal naturalist Jesse Lambert teaches a group of 7th through 12th graders a way to measure trees for sustainable logging.
You want to line up the bottom of it visually with the bottom of the tree? Do I want to count the last, like, little tufts?
No.
On a conifer?
No.
Why?
Each year, more than 4,000 students and teachers come from Wisconsin and surrounding states for multi-day field trips. They learn about wetlands and forest management, water systems, and animal life. They explore the area on snowshoes and skis and by canoe. Recently, summer groups have even started coming from China. High school science teacher Jim Lund took adult education classes at Trees for Tomorrow. Now he brings his own students 3.5 hours from the Waupun School District.
Never had a negative response from any of the students. They love it, and I think the reason that they enjoy it, this type of environment is so much different than what we're used to down in Waupun, which is mainly an agricultural situation. So we get a lot of returnees that want to come up and do it again.
As far as we know, we are the only natural resources specialty school in the state and in the country.
That's Cheryl Tadea. She first visited Trees for Tomorrow as a high school student from Milwaukee. One of the trips she took with that group was a life-changing experience.
I remember snowshoeing in Sylvania Wilderness in the Ottawa National Forest. I remember that I never had experienced snow as deep as it was. It was a big snow year. And I remember falling on my snowshoes trying to get up, and I put my hands down in the snow to push myself up, and my hand just kept going deeper and deeper, and I could never reach the ground.
Tadea was inspired to study environmental education in college, and she went on to teach at Trees for Tomorrow. She's now the operations manager. Tadea explains that even though trees are much more plentiful in the North Woods than they were in the 40s, getting out into the woods can still be radically educational. In one popular class, students at Trees for Tomorrow learn about bogs first in the classroom setting.
But then the exciting piece is actually saying, well, now we're going to go experience it. You're going to feel it. You're going to smell it. You're going to be able to hear the bog. And so we get our bog boots on, our knee-high waterproof boots, and we don't just stand at the edge and look at it. We actually take the students out, and they are walking through the bog.
Visiting 8th grade math teacher Jason Buchholz says that hands-on learning has been great for his students.
I'm really impressed. Yesterday, at the end of the day, we kind of do a summary and do a little trivia, and the amount of retention that they have from just the hands-on activities that are given here was amazing to see.
The Great Recession and reduced school budgets have presented a challenge for some schools trying to visit Trees for Tomorrow. Corporate sponsorship has helped to balance that out in some cases, and the organization continues to reach out to the Eagle River community with summer programs. When asked about the biggest change she's seen in her 14 years at Trees for Tomorrow, Cheryl Tudea says,
the change in kids' comfort level and just being outside. And so instead of just saying, hey, let's go outside and you know, go to the bog and go hiking in the woods, we may have to talk a little bit about how to dress to be outside. We have kids showing up to go hiking in the woods with flip-flops on because maybe they don't do that on a regular basis. Those are the students that sometimes are impacted the most in a positive way. By the time they spend 3 or 4 days here with our staff and in the beautiful North Woods, they have a much better understanding of why it's there, you know, how it's connected to them. And so there's some life skills they learn as well at Trees for Tomorrow.
In the land around them and in the learners who come to visit, Trees for Tomorrow continues to plant seeds for the future. For WXPR, I'm Emily Bright.